This recording, Hellas 3, Greece 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether? Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in Greece, Ioannina to be exact, on February 1st, 1988. Well, I can't remember that far about myself, but I was raised in Greece by Greek parents. I grew up bilingual, and I got here in August 2005, so I can study. So currently I'm a freshman in KU, and I was raised bilingual. My father studied in the U.S. and taught in the U.S. He was a political science and history professor, so his English was pretty much perfect. And I recall that he would speak to me in English. I wasn't allowed to speak back to him in Greek. And I would speak to my mom and the rest of my family in Greek, so... Well, I was a very active child. Still am. Very honest. Might be considered blunt sometimes. I'm up to any kind of challenge. I love adventure. And I really like doing my own thing. That's stubborn, but I like being master of my own choices. My father was from the island of Lefkos, which is at the Ionian Sea, at the northwest of Greece. So I remember we would always go there and speak in English, of course, go to the beach, spend time and read stories, or walk around town and talk about the monuments, the houses, the people generally. The first thing that came to mind is a silly poem that we used to learn in grade school, and it's talking about a sheep being outside in a yard. So the poem is this. Αρνάκι άσπρο και παχύ της μάνας του καμάρι ευγήκε εις την εξοχή και στο χλωρό χορτάρι. Sheep, white and fat, pride of his mother, was out in the country and in the soft grass.